Okay, we're starting Simon Shin Ayin Beis this evening. I'd like to start with two introductions just for us to get clear in this forthcoming Simon Mitz Hashem, which is very relevant. We'll be discussing amongst the many shaylos, we'll be discussing Mitz Hashem. What about if we'll be discussing about, do you remember the video that we saw in the Motzei Shabbos Melava de Malka? Do you remember that? Did you? Yes. So a lot of those questions that were relevant to that kind of scenario will be discussed in Simon Shin Ayin Beis. So we are again talking about the general concept of an Erev Chatzeres, but we've got many applications which are going to be discussed over here. So again, just to get this absolutely glass clear, we're talking about a Chatzer. So imagine you've got a chotzer, and it's just important to get this conceptually correct. Chotzer is a courtyard in which there's various batim houses. It could be, such as in that video that we saw, that you've got very literal, you've got houses, and in a chotzer. And it's important to remember that everything is private domains. Everything we're discussing is Hoshus Yochid. We are not going to address anything which is relating to Hoshus Rabim carrying in a public domain. Everything is private domains. So on a Deraisa level, on a Torah level, you are allowed to carry. But, as we learned previously, from a house to a chotzer or vice versa, it's an Issa Drabonon. So imagine you've got these private houses, and they are in an enclosed area, which is considered a chotzer, courtyard. We learned previously that carrying from a bais to a chotzer, vice versa, is also a Drabonon. Unless you do not have chatzeres. Now, the gzeira is only from a bais to a chotzer, from a house to a courtyard. And similarly, your famous case, which is absolutely, it's really, in theory, it's the same case. You've got a staircase with a block of flats with many flats in there. So all the flats are very obviously private domains. The staircase, the area that you walk down or up the stairs, hold well to the entrance. That is also Rishus Yochid because it's fully enclosed by four walls. But this is a chotzer as well. Why is it a chotzer? Because why is it defined by, why is it a courtyard? Why is it considered a chotzer? The staircase? Because it's public. It's semi-public. It's where people go up and down the stairs. It's not designated for one particular resident. It's for everybody to use. And that makes it into a chotzer. So again, if we talk about a hospital or a hotel or any kind of area, like, it's also going to be, it's considered a chotzer. You've got the private areas, and then you've got the semi-public areas, which is the chotzer. Now, it's important to remember that that's really important for Simon Shin Ayin Beis, it's important to remember that from a bais to a chotzer, when Chachomim said you're not allowed to carry, then it is from a bais to a chotzer, it's from a house to a chotzer, or from a chotzer to a house. From what's going to be the halacha from one chotzer to another chotzer? For instance, if you've got, what would be a good example from a chotzer to a chotzer? So you've got a back garden to back garden. Very good. Okay, excellent. So you've got a back garden to a back garden. Or perhaps you've got the American model of having summer colonies. And this is it's Rishus Yochid, it's fully enclosed. But it's a chotzer. Why it's a chotzer? Why? Because that's the public area over there. That's where people hang around. So you've got the one summer colony which belongs to, I don't know, what? Pupper. Okay, Pupper is very good. Pupper. And then next door, there is the one that is the
Munkach.
And they normally wouldn't go from one to another, because why would Pupa go to Munkach or Munkach to Pupa? Why would they? But if there is, on the extreme emergencies, they might want to do that. So what's the halach if you want to carry on Shabbos from the Pupa summer colony to the Munkach summer colony, or vice versa? Again, just get this clear, there are private domains, they are fully enclosed. They are fully enclosed, but it's not a bais, it's a chotzer. Can you carry from a chotzer to a chotzer? So they're running out of Coke bottles, and they're having a Well, you know what, a Sefer Torah? Well, look no further. They're not running out. They need a Sefer Torah. Or perhaps they're running out of Cokes, and you need to bring the Coke from one Chatzah to Chatzah. Again, they're not going from a house to a Chatzah. It's certainly also. And similarly, it's obviously going to be also from the Bais to the other Chatzah. It's certainly going to be also. So from Pupa to go to Minkach, from the house there to a Chatzah there, it's certainly going to be also. That's all including Zera. But the question is, what about Chatzah to Chatzah? Is that permitted or not? What's going to be the halach there? Or in your case, if you've got a block of flats, if you can go from one block of flats to staircase into the other block of flats to staircase without entering any flats, is that mutar also? So the halach is that it's mutar. So the only case Chachamim forbade was Bais to Chotzer, Chotzer to Bais, but Chotzer to Chotzer is mutar. Okay, that's introduction number one, which is really key for this siman. Okay, introduction number two, which is equally important, is the following. Everything we discussed until now was regarding, and that's a big chiddush what we're going to be saying now, is regarding a person carrying. So, a person is allowed to take his sefer from his house and carry it into the chotzer. You're allowed to take your sefer, your Mishneh Berurah, from your flat into the staircase. You're allowed to take your box of matzahs from your bungalow house into the public chotzer. That's the Issa D'Rabbanan. It's on the person. You're allowed to. This is true and this is correct. But there's another level to that, and that is the halacha called Kelim Sheshafsu, that not only the person is not allowed to do so, take something from a bais to a chatzah, or from a chatzah to the bais, but there's also an issa, which is about a keli itself. The keli itself is not allowed to be moved. So even if there is going to be a case that it's ended up there for some reason, you are not, the keli itself has got a halacha, which is very, really important. The keli itself may not be, not only if you move it, but if it's been moved by Issa, there's certain halachas with regards to the keli. So that will be discussed in greater detail, especially in Sif Gilm. But I want to just introduce this concept that not only there's an Issa with regards to the person doing the action, there's also another level of halacha with regards to the kelim, the actual kelim themselves. And that will be discussed, later. And again, in Eruv Chatzeres will allow this as well, but that will be discussed. I'm just introducing it briefly. Simon Shin Ein Beis Seif Aleph, page Reish Lamet Tes. Gagin veChatzeros. Gagin is a rooftop. Chatzeros is a courtyard. VeKafifos. What's the Kafif again? The Kafif is a large open space. Very good. Kulon Roshus Echod Hein. They're all considered one domain, one area. Hein, whether it is the kelim, for the kelim, sheshof subesoichon, whether for the kelim which are in there. Shemuta letaltala mizel, is that you're allowed to carry from one to the other. So, what we're learning now over here is just another word for, if you're talking about gagin, chatzeres vekafifos. What are they called? Gagin, chatzeres vekafifos, what are they? What is the common point about them? Rooftops, courtyards, and a kafif. What are they called? They're all types of rishuyos. And what? That's right. And what kind of rishuyos? Certainly. And if you categorize that even further, so what kind of rishuyochid are they? Is it a bais or a chotza? Absolutely. They're all chatzeros. So, as you said very precisely, all types of chatzeros. A rooftop is a kind of chotza. A chotza, in a traditional sense, is also a chotzer, obviously. And a kafir of an open field is also a chotzer. How are you allowed to carry a sefer which was in one chotzer to another chotzer? How are you allowed to take something from one rooftop? I remember as a child, my grandparents used to have a flat. And I remember that in Eretz Yisrael. And I remember that was we looked forward, it was like the highlight, that we're allowed to go on. Sometimes my grandparents were very strict. My grandparents were very, very strict. Whew, they were very strict. But at times they would allow us to go on the rooftop and play there. It was like a special yichas where we behaved really well, which was which did happen. It did happen. Went out to play on the rooftop. It was like a kind of, and that was like, it was quite high up, so it was a very nice view. So that rooftop, you know, it's considered a chotzer because nobody actually lives there, so it's considered halachically a chotzer. Can I take a bowl from the rooftop and bring it to the staircase? One chotzer to another chotzer. Can I do that? You know the flat, you know the block of flats in Eretz Yisrael? You know, you've got the, what's called the roof, you can go rooftop. Did you, who said in America it's very common also? Rooftop, you play, you know, you play on, you hang around, say that you've got a nice flat in the south of France, Spain, you've got this really fancy, what's the top floor called?
Penthouse.
Okay, you've got a penthouse, really nice, but you want to go on, you're going to be on, you want to be on the rooftop for a bit. So you're taking something from the staircase, you have like quite a library outside the staircase, you take a book from there, or a sefer from there. You go up the stairs all the way from the chotzer of the staircase up onto the roof. Are you allowed to do that? Chotzer to chotzer, is that mutter to do? Yes, not on Shabbos. So we're learning now, Rabbi Yisai. We're learning now. This top line of Shulchan Aruch is telling us that halacha is it's mutter. One chotzer to another chotzer is mutter. Okay, so the Coke question from Minkach to Pupa is also mutter. Chotzer to chotzer is mutter. I'm repeating the word, pardon? Oh, we'll speak about the gap. We're going to start the difference. We'll still get to that. Let's hold on for a minute. Kagin v'chatzeres v'kafifois. Kulun rishus echod, and all considered the same type of domain. Hein lekelim shos to besoichonos for the kelim which are within. That shemutter l'taltim is that you're allowed to carry from one to another. Afilim shall bailim habe, even if they belong to very many bailim, they have different owners. Veloy ervu yachat, and they did not make an erev chatzeres. Nevertheless, it is muta. Very good. Muta letaltel mechotzer lechotzer acheres. Oy legag, hoy lerosh koisel shebeneim. You can even go from the roof and put it on the rosh koisel on top of the wall between them. It's muta. Umegag legag acha somuch. Imagine if you've got two rooftops. You've got one block of flats. Okay, imagine that. Two block of flats. And you are reading, you're learning about smother in your summer holidays. You're on the top of that roof, just overlooking the beach. And you're overlooking this beautiful view with these beautiful mountains, and it's a stunning view. And now there is another block of flats just bit further up there, and you happen to be, you can actually go from one to the other. There's that bridge there, you can go from one to the other. You want to go a bit to the other block of flat, the roof of that block of flat, you want to go there, because it's that a little bit higher, and you've got a bit of, you've got that friend who's there as well. You want to just go there now. Are you allowed to go from that roof to the other roof, which are considered one chotzer to another chotzer? You're allowed to do that, and carry, without erev chatzeres. The halacha is, we're learning now, it's muta. That's what he says, even if it is gavoyam. So I'm reading the words again. And from one roof to the other roof, which is nearby, even if it's much higher, you're allowed to, and you can even go from the roof to a calf of which is bigger than Sasayim, it's a chotz as well. Or even if it is a calf of which is hukuf l'dira, which is residential, which is large in Sasayim. Again, because the key point is, it is a chotzer. And one chotzer to another chotzer, you'll have to carry even without erev chatzeres. Even a mavui, we will be speaking much more about a mavui later on in Yetzer Hashem. But for now, we need to just remember that a mavui, once there is a lechi or koira, it's also considered a chotzer, and therefore, even without erev, you'll have to carry from the erev to the mavui. So from the chotzer to the mavui. So, if you want to put it in context of Mowbray Road, if you wish to do so, if you want to carry from the rooftop of Kol Yaakov, let's say you've this beautiful view, you know, stunning view, you see, and you want to now carry from there onto Mowbray Road, onto this area over there, is where they secluded it. You know where that?
The
Taj Mahal Playground, absolutely correct. Stunning view. Absolutely, yes. So if you want to do that, very good. Or you want to go either down that way and carry something, or you want to go the other way over here, which is, it's a Rosh Hashanah too. And there's a Lechi Koira, and therefore it's like it's considered the more. So what's that? What's the loch? The loch is, even without Erev Chatzeres, the loch is, it is Mutter. The lomdus of that is that Chachomim, as I said earlier, introduced by explaining that when Chachomim forbade, when they made an Issa, they made an Issa only from Bais to Chotz or vice versa. That's when they were Matzrich in Erev Chatzeres. But they never made an Issa from Chotz to Chotz or from Bais to Bais for that matter. The Issa is only from Bais to Chotz. It's considered Chotz to Chotz. From Bais to Bais would be. Yeah, okay, so that we'll discuss the back garden shayla, but for now we need to, from chatz to chatz for sure would be, is mutter, is not included in gzeira. And that's what the yisoid of this seif is to teach us that chatz to chatz is mutter. Okay, we carry on. Ve'afel pi she'evu b'nei chatz le'atzman, and even if they made an eiruf, tashchich haman at the bottom b'chatz, because remember they may want to carry from the house to the chatz vice versa, so they may have made an eiruf. That's perfectly fine. Mutter l'taltu kelim shavs b'chotza l'chotza acheres. You can carry from one bais from one chotza to another chotza, as we discuss now. V'loi chashinon, and we are not concerned. This is the key point. I would underline this. This is really the point of this. This is the neshama of this shulchan aruch. V'loi chashinon, we are not concerned. Shema yitaltu. Perhaps he will end up carrying. We're not concerned. Just because we're allowing him to carry from chotza to chotza, people not make a mistake and start carrying without chatzeres from a house to a chotza, vice versa. It's a different kind of atmosphere, and therefore they're not going to end up doing that. We're not concerned. Perhaps going to end up carrying kelim shof shubvayse lechotza acheres oligarv kaf. He won't end up doing that. Now, I want to just bring out the base, the bialoch of it brings the base made. That's a very interesting shaila. And it's extremely relevant, Rabbi Yisai. Imagine you have, it's a bialoch over here. Imagine you wear a talus. Imagine you wear a talus on Shabbos. And you're walking from one house to, let's say you walk from shul. You know what? From shul to the chotzer. And now you walk to a different chotzer. Now you've got your talus in a different chotzer. It got there. How did it get there? It got there because you didn't carry it. You wore the talus. Shalom now is, can you, in a different chotzer now, can you carry your talus if there's no chotzeres, assuming. So again, you wore a talus into a different chotza. We said, you're allowed to carry from one chotza to another chotza. But this is different now. Because what's happened is, this came from Rishu Siyochit. This came from a bais to chotza, to another chotza, or beheta, because you didn't carry it, you wore it. And by wearing it now, it's ended up being in a different chotza. Can you now, if you just wear it, that's definitely fine. You can certainly bring it back to where you came from. But if you took it off, is then issa now to carry around this talus in a different chotzer? So the pupa minkat shaila, you've got a yid who davened, who took his talus, he wore the talus, he put the talus on, and he went to shul. When he realized he wasn't getting his aliyah, he's getting a bit frustrated. He said, okay, fine, if pupa's not giving me an aliyah, so I might as well go to minkat, maybe I'll get an aliyah there. And he walked across. And now he ended up he got his aliyah there, and now he wants to take his talus off. Can he carry the talus now in a different chotza where he started off from, yes or no? Hear the shayla, it's a very nice shayla. Yeah. Can he carry it in the chotza?
Are they different to the sefer shayla that you said?
Because the sefer shayla is chotza to chotza. Pais to chotza. That's the issa. Bais to chotza is the issa. Like the sefer shayla. Yeah, I'm not allowed to take a sefer and carry from my house, from the shul, into the chotza. I'm not allowed to. But if the Sefer started in the Chotzer, then I can bring the Chotzer from the Chotzer to another Chotzer. That's fine. But this Talis now started off in a house. Let it be in my house, or let it be in Shul, makes no difference. But it started in a Bais. He ended up Bais to Chotzer. I didn't carry it. I wouldn't be allowed to. But I wouldn't be. But I would need a Chatzeres. But now it's ended up being a different Chotzer now. You're saying that it's Dalma, it's, yeah, but it happens to be that physically it wasn't. It happens to be that, you're saying that it is, it, yeah.
When he takes off his talus, so when he walks his Dalad Amos, he's already walking, he's already carrying.
No, I'm not carrying, because I'm not carrying from Bais to Chotzer. I'm already in a different Chotzer. I'm not carrying from Bais to Chotzer, because I wore it better. I wore it. I'm allowed to take my hat and jacket and go from a bais to another chotzer. It's very nice, Shaila. I want to tell you, it's a machloek, because Bialoch remains very unsure about this. But the Chazanish was not here. Yeah. So this is my second introduction I made this evening, that there is an issa not only with regards to the person doing something, it's also an item, it's also something called Kelim Sheshavsu. There's an issa as not only the person, this is not only something which is Gava related, person related, but it's also something about the Cheftza itself. The issa on the Cheftza would apply over here. Yes or no? Very interesting, beautiful Shaila. Mama Shaila. King, the Shaila itself is worth a million. I think it's a beautiful Shaila. The Shaila itself is a beautiful Shaila. Can you carry a talus that you wore from a bais to chotza without a chatzeres? You don't need to because you're wearing the talus. You walked into a different chotza, you took it off. Can you carry it? Yes or no? Chaznish says you're allowed to, but the bialoch remains very, very unsure. Okay, so that's Sif Aleph. We'll continue with Sif Beis tomorrow, Yitzhak Hashem. Just to recap what we covered this evening. We learned Simon Shina and Beis, fascinating Simon. The yesod of the Simon is that Chachomim made the gzera, of course, to carry from Beis to Chotzer, vice versa. They never made the gzera of Chotzer to Chotzer. They never made the gzera of Chotzer to Chotzer. So to carry from one Chotzer to another is perfectly mutter. And this simon over here, this sif over here, is addressing all types of various different types of chatzeres, and is allowing carrying from one chotzer to another chotzer without erev chatzeres, without reservations at all. The other point which is addressed in this sif is the fact that it's not only an issue with regards to the person himself doing the action of carrying from the bais to chotzer, vice versa, but it's also actually something which is happening with the keli itself. And the keli itself becomes also to carry whoever it may be, because Chachomim made exer onto the item itself. Very good. We'll continue tomorrow, Beit Hashem, from Siv Beis. Good evening.